6. But if you wish, let's also listen to the voice itself. What then was the voice? Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on Isaac. Don't do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God and you have not held back your son, your beloved, for my sake. General Kvikund, 11:12. What is this? He who knows all things before they happen, did he only know now? And yet even to a man the patriarch's fear of God was evident. He provided so many proofs that his heart was sincere toward God. Like when God said to him, leave your country and your relatives, General Tartan, 1. When for God's sake and the honor owed to him he gave up his priority to his nephew, when God rescued him from great dangers, when God commanded him to go to Egypt, and despite his wife being taken from him, he didn't complain, among other instances. And as I said, even from these things, a man would have recognized the patriarch's fear of God, even more than God, who doesn't need to wait for the actions to know the outcome. And how could God justify him if he didn't know? For it is written, Abraham believed, and it was credited to him as righteousness. General 17:6, Rom 5:3.